VentureCast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What is a growth mindset in sales? And why do you need growth mindset if you are in sales? Hi, and welcome to Sales is Easy podcast. This is a place where we try to demystify and simplify sales process by giving you tools that are usually not so shared during the standard classical sales training. And I hope you will enjoy this podcast. Also, allow me to introduce myself quickly. My name is Alan Meyer, and I'm honored to deliver my sales trainings around the globe on all six continents in 42 different countries. And the topics I was handling recently were all about handling difficult customers, developing your resiliency and grit, and another topic that I personally love, the fixed versus growth mindset, and what are the pitfalls of a fixed mindset for salespeople, and how to actually develop a growth mindset and what's in it for you. So in this podcast today, I would like to talk more about what is a growth mindset, why it's important for salespeople to develop it, to keep the growth mindset. Please subscribe to this podcast because we have lots of upcoming podcasts on this and similar topics. In January of 22, I published actually a whole training about it, but also there are podcasts about why personal growth matters in sales and what are the pitfalls of fixed mindset and how fixed mindset limits you in sales. In the upcoming, I will talk more adapting the growth mindset and what are the benefits for it. So let's dive into this topic. Have you ever noticed that some people, especially some good salespeople, they seem always to be happy no matter what is happening in their career? And they actually, maybe they even lost the deal, they're still surviving it, they're not crying, they're not curled in a corner, they are still, I'm not saying happy, but still they keep their chin up high and they keep on doing what they're doing. Or have you ever noticed some colleagues of yours or some salespeople, they seem to walk around under a cloud of doom and ongoing catastrophe, and each delay from customer's point of view, it's a drama. It means that they will never buy this. So it's really extreme emotions on a negative or positive side. So allow me to quote Henry Ford, who said over 100 years ago, whether you think you can or you think you cannot, of course you are right. And this pretty much sums up how mindset works. Those salespeople that believe that they will succeed no matter what, they are more likely to succeed. While those that think they will fail and they're destined to fulfill the prophecy, that's what's going to happen. They will not be successful, right? I'm not saying you should just think positive and great things will happen. It's not about that. But it all starts within you. So let's dive in. What does growth mindset really mean? So according to learning theorists and psychologists, our beliefs about our own intelligence, our traits and abilities play a crucial role in whether we have a more positive or negative outlook at the situation, including in a sales career. Our mindset about learning tends to lean more toward one of two ideas. Those people that believe abilities are innate, that we are born with all the talent, traits, and intelligence we will ever have, they have what is known as a fixed mindset. And their capabilities are fixed at birth, so their lives are devoted to demonstrating their worth to others. On the opposite end of the spectrum is what is known as a growth mindset. Those with this view of learning believe that we can develop and grow our abilities, our traits, our intelligence throughout, not just throughout the sales career, throughout our lives. And the growth mindset is a belief that you control your own personal development. And that learning is not something you do just when you are young, but it should be part of your whole lifespan. I mean, I'm 30 years in sales, delivering trainings, won many awards about the sales. I'm not saying I know everything about sales, not even close. I'm learning, I'm keeping the pulse on the industry on a regular basis. I'm dealing with my customers on a daily basis. I'm still feeling the pulse of the industry. Without that, how can I actually help somebody to grow their knowledge, experience, and strategies and techniques? How can I give them something, right? How can I position myself as an expert if I don't know what's happening, if I'm not developing my own skills? And with salespeople, I work with one guy, it stayed vividly in my mind. He says, I know everything about sales. Here's what you do. Here's the process and that's it. I'm 20 years in sales. I know everything. And basically boils down to this. He learned everything in the first year and then he repeats it regularly, you know, 20 times repeating what he learned in his first year. But guess what? Customers are changing. Market is changing. Everything is changing. I mean, even pandemic changed the rules of behavior. And if you believe that you are born with all the talent and all intelligence you will ever have, you never pick up, you never listen to any podcast, never pick up any book, never do anything to develop your knowledge and, of course, to develop your skill set. The characteristics of a growth mindset include valuing demanding work, being willing to learn from your mistakes, appreciating opportunities for development, even when they come from negative experiences, and working toward your best self and to achieve self-actualization. And the growth mindset is not the only component necessary for growth, as it must be combined with, of course, with your hard work, practical strategies that you can use on the next meeting, and of course, input from others, including your colleagues and your customers. The benefits of a growth-oriented thinking are these. People, salespeople with a growth mindset, they often exhibit characteristics or traits that benefit them in their growth efforts. If they want to grow their career, guess what? Among these skills and attributes are optimism, creativity, determination, the ability to collaborate, open-mindedness, resilience, my favorite one, and persistence. These are traits that help you remain open to the world and all its possibilities, especially in the sales role, that enable you to overcome adversity with your customers and that teach you to see the world with the right attitude for continual growth. And let me quote author Carol Dweck. She actually said, she actually originated the concept of growth mindset. We are all on our own learning curve in life. And our ability to realize goals in the future is determined only by what we have yet to learn or understand. And yet, the word yet is an essential word when it comes to growth-oriented thinking. I don't know how to handle skepticism from my clients yet. I don't know how to handle stalling from my customers yet. You see what the word yet is doing? That means I can learn, right? Instead of worrying about what you cannot do, you consider it merely something you have yet to learn. And while having a positive outlook and working hard is part of a growth mindset, these are not the only things you need to achieve your goals. In other words, what I'm trying to say here is effort does not equal growth in all instances, especially where the goal has been set too far away or too near. Outcomes still matter, regardless of your mindset, but learning to value challenges, learning from your failures and mistakes, and being willing to take risks are all part of being growth-oriented. So adjusting your outlook to see things that most consider negative, but you can learn from, is crucial. So allow me to paint a picture difference between fixed and growth mindset. The importance and role of your mindset, which is a combination of your values, your beliefs, your attitude, they've been examined by many over the years. And there is a researcher, Carol Dweck, she published 15, 16 years ago, a book about the mindset, which explained how your personal outlook plays a significant role in your success and happiness. And then she determined through her research that we all have a mindset that lies somewhere between these two attitudes on the learning continuum. So, what is a growth mindset? It's one that believes that your talents and strengths you have been developed continually throughout your lifetime, they are there, they're staying with you. And learning happens as a result of your practice, your effort, your learning, and hard work. And some people, they actually believe, that's a contrast, that talents and traits, including intelligence, remain mostly fixed from birth. And allow me to actually talk more about this growth-oriented outlook for salespeople. It helps you identify your personal strengths and identify room for your personal growth in sales and the ways you need to improve yourself in order to achieve your career goals. And after 30 years in the learning community, growth mindset has become firmly embraced by not only schools, but also many companies. Many of my clients asked me to deliver a training, and I was lucky in order to deliver training on growth mindset to people, to salespeople in Asia, in Europe, and North and South America. And it helped salespeople, it actually empowered salespeople to take control of their own career, to realize their career dreams and personal dreams as well, and then improve themselves in a way that are personally meaningful to them. So what is the difference? People many times ask me, what's the difference between fixed and growth attitudes? The positive growth-oriented attitude, and it's not just about thinking positively, right? Forget about it. It's not even close. Positive growth-oriented attitude is contrasted with a more fixed view of learning. Fixed mindset, one more time, believes that you are born with all the talent. He's talented for basketball. He's talented for piano. He's talented for, he has a job of talking, right? He's a naturally born person. Sorry. You're not just, you cannot just be born with that and that's it. You cannot develop it. I never dreamt to be in sales in the first place. And look at me, 30 years later, I'm still there. So things that maybe I didn't have the talent, but there are other capabilities I developed. And for fixed salespeople, when you attempt to grow and change, it's a fruitless, doesn't matter, you don't need to do it, either you have it or you don't. And those with this way of thinking about themselves and the world often find they must prove themselves to other people, or they must compete because they value only showing their capabilities, not improving them. When you do not believe you can grow your character, your intelligence, your talents, then you focus on ways to demonstrate what you already know. You know, people who know everything about everything. There are many ways to see the differences between these ways of looking at yourself and the world and your career. But allow me to summarize. And here are some examples how the two mindset approach sales career and life in general, or how they consider problems. So here are six examples. First one is the growth mindset finds lessons and inspiration in the successes of other people, including their colleagues. While the fixed mindset salespeople, they feel threatened by colleagues' success. That's a very visible on the sales floor. You know, I'm all for if my colleagues win, if they have a different territory. Guess what? If you succeed, doesn't mean that they take something out of me. Yeah, maybe I'm gonna be seen in a bad light if I really don't deliver, but it's my problem, right? I need to actually succeed in my territory in with my customers. So I'm not threatened by other people's success, but many salespeople are. Another example, the growth mindset learns from criticism, while the fixed mindset ignores this feedback because they do not believe they have anything to learn from it, and that's about it. No discussion. It's all personal attack. Next, the growth mindset desires to learn, while the fixed mindset just wants to look smart to others. And people with fixed mindset, they will never listen to podcasts like this. They will never actually take a book and start learning something from it. They come to trainings. I had people in my training workshops where they come to training, but they ignore everything. They know everything. They heard this before. Everything is already said. Nothing new under this sun to share with them. They know everything. And I asked them about things that developed recently. That person developed in the last 2-3 years on the sales training. Yeah, they heard this before. They didn't, because I know I developed it. I won awards for this. It's my stuff. You didn't hear it before. But they cannot admit they actually can learn something. They just want to look smart to others. I had actually a guy in my training who was then 28 years in a sales management role. And he said, Alan, this is the first time I hear it. And it's not about being first, but actually I can see how this can help me even better in my sales job. And that's what motivates and drives me to do more as a sales trainer, to give new, fresh points of view, something they didn't think previously, and really can help them grow and reach the level of success they are desiring. Next example of the growth mindset versus fixed mindset. Growth mindset salespeople are able to see the bigger picture when seeking solutions to problems. While the fixed mindset, they blame others, they feel sorry for themselves, or they only focus on the negative in a specific sales situation. Let this sink in. Think about the people you work with. The people who focus on the negative, they feel sorry for themselves, they blame somebody, they're not in a growth mindset. And growth mindset says people, they try to find a solution to problem. They're problem solvers, but they need to see the bigger picture. They actually try to think in terms of seeing from the customer, client point of view. See the bigger picture. Example number five, growth mindset salespeople, they persist in the face of setbacks. And I had tons of people registered for my first webinar on the topic, how to handle difficult customers. Because guess what? They're always looking for new ways to handle a situation. They persist no matter what. You know, I like the ABC method that I'm actually sharing in my trainings, where we try to find the adversity, find what are your beliefs, find what are the consequences of your beliefs, and still find the dispute the situation with yourself and try to find a way to be proactive about the situation to resolve the setback and continue doing what they are doing. And fixed mindset, they give up easily. I grew up in a household where it was actually encouraged to give up at the first problem. And as a kid, it was weird to me. Later, I learned that's just the personality of people, of my father. It's a personal story. But you don't give up easily. If you're in sales, you know you cannot give up easily. You know, lots of salespeople, they chase low-hanging fruits. And after they exhaust all of this, they have nothing else to do. Then they complain the market changed, the world changed, and nobody's buying, etc., etc., etc. They give up easily. There is a study by Harvard Business Review, I think it's 5-6 years old study at least, and they said actually the average sales deal, you need to hear 5 no's before you hear yes. And I'm not saying yes, we are buying, but the small yeses, let's go to the next stage, let's do the demo, let's do something together, right? And fixed mindset people, they've already give up because it's easy to give up. And last example I have for you is this. Growth mindset salespeople, they take responsibility for their own learning. They are not waiting companies, managers, somebody to send them to a course, while the fixed mindset ignores opportunities and seeks out distractions. And I have this pre-pandemic time, I had guys, 20 guys in a room from the same company, and there are always two or three that need to do something urgent with the customer. They cannot do the role play because they're just waiting for a big call, etc., etc., etc. My sales training is all practical, no big theories, and it's for advanced levels for people with experience. And if you don't want to be there, don't be there, right? But if they're pushed by a company to be at a training day, they ignore opportunities. They always come late from the lunch. I notice the signals, right? But where the other people, they just take responsibility for their own learning. They want to learn, they want to see, they want to talk about their specific case study, how this relates to the situation they have, how to sort it out, what are opinions, what are the thoughts. And between role plays, we do this and try to find the way to handle situation. So the differences between these two ways of thinking are best seen in how you personally deal with all the setbacks that are happening to you in your sales career. And your level or effort to reach a goal, you know, to close the deal. And also your views on challenges. How do you see challenges? I'm not saying we should come to customers and say, okay, bring me all the problems you have. Let's see what we can do about it. No, but when the problem happens, when adversity happens, how do you approach it? What do you do about it? Are you running away? Are you crying in a corner, call your mom or whatever? Or you are trying to be proactive, try to still fight the good fight and find a way to handle the situation. Your way of thinking about yourself and learning can influence everything from the goals you set in your sales career to the people you spend time with to your overall happiness, not just with your job, but success, happiness in life, and what levels of success you will reach in life. Learning to adopt a more growth-oriented way of thinking can help you embrace the power of learning and achieving your dreams in your sales career and in your life. And that's why actually I created a simple course that talks about it. And it's not, I'm not selling it. It's not about now promoting some big hotshot course. And it's a very simple course, how to embrace the growth mindset for success. A very, maybe more wider, more generic than you would expect, but it's all about embracing the growth mindset. I think it's going for $20. And if you want to check it out, check on Sales is Easy under resources. You have a link. You can get on Udemy. I think it's there. Check it out. But it's all about constantly working on your skills, constantly working on your growth mindset. That's the only way to reach the level of success you desire from your sales career. So, my final thought on this one is this. Adapting a growth mindset for salespeople can help them realize their full potential. You can realize your own full potential in sales. You can accomplish your sales goals, career goals, life goals, and you can be as successful as you want in sales and in life. But you need to change your mindset. When you change your mindset about learning, then and only then you will realize that the world has much to teach you from its many experiences, from its many people and many opportunities. You can learn from your own mistakes, you can learn from adversity, from the obstacles that customers throw at you, from all the challenges you experience on a regular basis. Yes, you can learn if you open to learning. If you keep your growth mindset, if you are using it, if you are fighting it against the fixed mindset, then and only then you can be successful in your sales career. Thank you for listening. And of course, if you have any questions or comments regarding this topic, reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to feature your questions in the upcoming podcasts. And of course, check the resources on the salesiseasy.com website and reach out anytime. I hope this triggered some thoughts and ideas in your mind. Why do you need growth mindset? What does growth mindset really mean? What's the difference between fixed and growth mindset? And the examples I share with you, how do you look yourself at your situation, at the world, and what you can do about it. Just remember, one big message from all of this is observe how you deal with setbacks, what efforts you put in to reach your goals, and how you see challenges. And then observe your colleagues, even your family members, your kids, anybody. You will find out lots of examples. And that's what actually withholds salespeople and people in general from reaching the level of success they desire from their life in general. Thank you for listening. This is Alan Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast, and happy selling.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life. I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on Electricast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
Electricast.
Welcome to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing, where we harmonize your mind, body, and soul. I'm Amanda, your sound therapy expert.
And I'm Stephen, the curious explorer uncovering the mysteries of sound.
Together, we explore vibrations, frequencies, and the power of sound therapy and tuning forks.
Discover ancient wisdom, reduce stress, and tune into a healthier life. Subscribe to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing today.
Electricast.